Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
All right. Out of sight.
our people do. We like the birds and the bees, but we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees.
A.K.A. Poetic, and John Robinson, A.K.A. J. Rob the Wise Son, Mr. Dark Knight, Mr. DSP. What's good with you, bro?
That's where we're going, man. We start with the DSP already, man. That's what we're doing, brother.
Listen, bro. It is Black History Month. You happen to be a few shades darker in your melanin.
Really? This is where we at? You don't love me. You don't love me. You be telling people that, but you don't love me.
Hey, man, I love you. I love you immensely, bro. Immensely. How you feeling,
this
bro?
Guy here. I am second to phenomenal now that I get to share the microphone with my brother and one of my best friends. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. That Dude, a.k.a. The Reason Why People Talk to You. What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm loving it, man. I'm doing great, man. It's another time for the Get Down, sponsored by that jewels, those gems, those raw links, y'all.
And tell them.
You can be raw.
Come on, man.
I got mine.
Van.
For those of you who don't know, if you needed to see what raw links look like, you should have been on Let's Talk Poetry on Tuesday night, because we all sporting our raw links up on the show. I'm just saying. And, did they look
listen,
so good?
What people don't know, raw links is so hot. Y'all got to get them before they become exclusive jewelry line, because cats are asking for this across the country. I'm blessed to know the brother, so I got mine.
I definitely got mine.
People have stolen from me to get these. I'm just saying.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Now, if you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to take part in tonight's show, my God, go ahead and press 1. Let's give a huge shout-out to our illustrious CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Man, we got something in store for y'all tonight. We got something in store for them tonight. Don't we, Jay?
We got something. Van, we told y'all we were going to kick off Black History Month with something special. And we wanted to make sure that we did this right. So, Van, when you give me the okay, let me do what you told me to do so we can make that voodoo do what we do here on the Get Down.
J. Rob the Wise Son.
Sir.
The mic is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you a gentleman who we all admire in the world of poetry. Born on October 20th, 1962, author Larry Maddox, better known as For Real the Poet, is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A spoken word poet with numerous pieces of spoken word poetry to his credit to go along with his acumen for knowledge of good music, ranging from jazz to R&B into hip-hop from the golden age to today. With that CD of the same stage name, this brother has been performing spoken word for the better part of 20 years. And from that love of poetry and that city of Philadelphia, it evolutioned itself into what brotherly love is all about and what you hear in poetry from his pieces, No More Rope to Am I Black Enough. From that love came Epiphany Radio and the universe, which you are now a part of this very evening for your listening pleasure. And it is also worth noting that he is the CEO of this creation and this radio station. And he is also, as you have just heard Van Meadows and I state, the CEO of Raw Link Jewelry Company, where we have to now call what we have the Epiphany Radio Universe. And we thank you, Larry Maddox, for your contribution to poetry. And in true Epiphany Radio form, we say thank you. Take your socks off, baby, baby. Secondly, novelist, poet, musician, songwriter, Gil Scott-Heron, was born in Chicago, Illinois on April 1st, 1948, to parents Bobby Scott-Heron and librarian Gil Heron, a Jamaican professional soccer player. He grew up in Lincoln, Tennessee, and in the Bronx, New York, where he attended Lincoln DeWitt Clinton High School, and Lincoln. He also attended Lincoln University in Oxford, Pennsylvania, where he received a master's in creative writing from Johns Hopkins University. Gil Scott-Heron released more than 15 albums and was best known as a musician and songwriter in 1970. He released his first album called New Black Poet Small Talk on 125th and Lenox Avenue, Pieces of a Man, Free Will, and Winter in America. These albums include such classic works as The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Lady Day, John Coltrane, Whitey on the Moon, No Knock on My Brother's Head, and Home is Where the Hatred Is. Known for his spoken word performances, Gil Scott-Heron walked into the international stage simultaneously as he did with many in the Black Arts Movement poets, including Emiri Baraka, Dr. Matabuti, Sonia Sanchez, and Nikki Giovanni. He shared their conviction in art to be functional. Therefore, as artists and communal leaders, he must embrace his role as a significant political voice committed to the liberation of Black people. Gil Scott-Heron's voice resonated so well that even Malcolm X from the Nation of Islam addressed the needs and condition in the Black urban masses through his voice. Gil Scott-Heron has been linked to jazz, blues, and poetry so often that even conscious rappers like Tupac, Jay-Z, Common, Kanye West, and Kumo D utilized his material along with Chuck D to get their voices across to the masses. And Gil Scott-Heron released his last album, We're Still Here, in 2011. He died May 27, 2011 in New York when he was 62 years of age. And on May 21st, 2021, Gil Scott-Heron was selected to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Van Meadows and I chose these two brothers for two reasons. One, these are the shoulders on which we stand. These are poets whom which we respect. These brothers are the epitome of what we do when we try to stretch our pens poetically. And we hope that you enjoy what you're about to hear on the Get Down this month for Black History Month, poetically, from J. Rob the Wise Son, poetic, Van Meadows, John Robinson, and to the poets mentioned, and those we shall mention soon, we love you both. Van Meadows, the mic is yours.
Thank you, John, J. Rob, for introducing some to Black history of our past and Black history of our present. Black history is always going to be and will forever be living. Gil Scott Heron.
Amen.
Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. We salute you two kings. My bro, are we ready?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm locked
you ready?
And loaded, man. I'm ready to get
you ready?
Down.
You ready, ready, man? Are you ready? Are you sure they ready for this, man? Because we're about to go in.
We're about to go in. They ain't got no choice but to be ready.
And I have a question, Van.
Yes, sir, bro.
When it's my turn, should I go long or short for you? Or for the audience?
You need to go long. It's Black History Month. You need to go long.
From your lips to God's ears, is your piece ready and locked and loaded, Van?
Without question.
Then, my brother, would you please kick off Black History on the get down? Please, go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you. I don't know what you expect to see. I'm unapologetically me, a product of my environment, yes, but not a slave under the mindset of lack of empowerment, not controlled by a societal norm, just to be willing to conform to your stupid expectancy label. Those labels are a story and even a fable. Your messed up nursery rhymes have you thinking misleading thoughts in present day times. So you tell me what you expect to see, and I'll give you the real me to shatter your misconstrued thought patterns as I'm waiting for you to wake up and realize your misguided patterns that I am an individual who happens to have more melanin than you do in my skin. I breathe the same air. But you don't think that's unfair. My culture is not a curse. Stop thinking that this is another rap verse. This is something for you to ponder on. I wake up every day in the skin which I was born. You want me to be excited for 28 days? I realize that these days aren't for me or my people like you say, but more of a way for you to keep Blackie quiet so we don't start no riots. I get it. You think we don't know our history or heritage. Your sentiments have sparked my rage. Let me be the first to tell you, stop placing expectations on a race you take no time to understand. Because if you did, I have to keep discussing reparations. Ponder on that. That's that piece.
Yes. Okay, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all don't know, my brother is a laid-back cat. This is the reason they have saxophones, but when he does stuff like this, he knows what it does to my soul. He gets me, my juices running. Get it? I get it. You think we don't know our history or our heritage. Your sentiments have sparked my rage. Let me be the first to tell you to stop placing expectations on a race you take your time not to understand. Oh, my God, that's my favorite line. Oh, that's my favorite.
Keep my breath.
Man, I get, you know me, I get amped when you do this kind of work. I get amped. And maybe I get amped for the wrong time, but I get amped. I get amped. And this.
Shit, your brother.
That's that piece. That's that work. That's that poetry.
I see.
That's. I don't want to yell because I love you, But you know I was going to say, when you do that conscious shit, that's what you do. That's what you do. You know me. You
yes,
know
sir,
me.
Bro. Yes, sir.
Woo! Love this piece. You know we're going to have to do that to music. I love this piece.
Absolutely,
love
bro.
It.
Absolutely. Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, my brother, enough about
yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
Enough
yes, sir.
About me. Is your piece locked and loaded?
I believe so.
Oh, brother, allow me to step back and give you the mic. Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is entitled Black Is, Part 1. Black is African slave descendants that forgot that they were dropped off on 13 colonies and other islands and other countries, beaten to their knees, dropped off on islands away from their families. They never saw them again, only to be told that they are black and not we. That y'all are niggas, but not me. No, not where there's nothing between the people from Beaufort, South Carolina, and Ponce Prince. Do you feel me? We're all the same gang. Black is having dark tan lines, sexy shoes, incredible scents, and nice vines. Black is Willie Burgers and M&G late nights and soul food lifelines. Black is Harlem World. Black is disco fever. Black is being held back from employment. Black is getting used to disenfranchisement. Black is redlined and marginalized voting rights and civil rights fights. Black is strange fruit being plucked from dead trees, buried in undiscovered grave sites. That governments build skyscrapers, scraping wooden coffins on top of them like the oppression that their children's grandchildren would merit and inherit. Black is funky. Black is sing-along. Black is jazz, R&B, and house music all night long. Black is the proliferation of blaxploitation like Shaft and Sweetback's badass song. Black is mambo, merengue, soca, and bombo music. Black is purple rain that runs down black faces like the tears of a clown while riding on the midnight train to Georgia. Black is unfair housing. Black is being used to not having a dime. Black is that bullshit that they tell you is called black-on-black crime. Black is rhythm and blues and bada drum tunes. Black is poetry written and spoken. Black is Jim Crow cancel culture. Black is the story in the beginning of the Bible. Black is non-spat poetry from shy poets. Black is the local weed spots. Black is Uncle Nearest whiskey shots. Black is jazz ballads, love sonnets, and drabbles. Black is the reason that day loves the night. Black are the toys that don't look like us. Black is us asking, whose God are we supposed to trust? Black is the prayers that go unanswered. Black is Willie Ware, Carcanai, Fubu, and Virgil Abloh. Black is father of the child of Billie Jean. Black is who asked you to be the man. And if you from Harlem, God damn it, they say that black is that man, Dapper Dan. Black is the funky drummer. Black is brr, stick him, ha, 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 stick him. Black is Eric B. and Rakim reminding you, let the rhythm hit him. Black is sometimes absurd. Black is the slang that we serve to the world. When we say a funky slang in the daily word, black is us because you'll stop to copy it. Black is sexy black women in high heels and tight shirts, cornrows and baby sideburns, bald heads and afros. Black is cool to the touch. Black is silky soul singer smooth. Black is the sounds of violins that can't wait to play through the tears after all these years. Black is thorough. Black is every single inner city that we live in when we wear our dreadlocks proud. Black is all over the five boroughs. Black is the reason that we shine. Black is the punchline in poetics rhymes. Black is five-finger protest fist marches. Black is the descendant in desecrated monuments. Black is the calm in the face of malcontents, without recompense and constantly. Black is the color of police brutality, the you can't live here, go on without me. Black is fable, but it damn sure is profitable. Black is the fast break, slam dunk, Hail Mary, touchdown pass, three balls, two strikes, grand slam. Everybody wants the ahs and oohs. Black is loving every inch of our fucking rhythm, but then they try to copy and ignore our blues. Black is civil rights movement when no one wants to be civil to the marchers. Black is the right to want to be treated like a man because I am American. Black is pacified blood protest marches being noticed at rallies when young voting season, but our issues always get ignored whenever it's the stupidest of reasons. But black is manipulated emotions. Black is manipulated emotions that taste like peppermint sticks to crying babies with a dying sweet tooth habit. Black is Latinas and black women that used to be sexy but have nasty crack habits, crying that they just gotta have it. Black is dad's hands, the way they look after a hard day's work. Black is the easiest thing that we have ever done. Black is the hated skin that says sit in the back of the bus, no niggas allowed. Black is our grandparents that peacefully protested and always stood proud. Black is Southern outhouse invitations. Black is soul music played through the pain with white eyes through ripped shirts that sound better than classical symmetry. Black is its own love language. Black is old love language cooked in old chicken grease with cornbread, collard greens, and gravy. Because black is who we have to be whenever it's hot, humid, and hazy. Black is broken backs that's not spirits during slavery. Black is the waves in my hair after a fly cut. Black is who we are when we ask God for prayers, when we look into the heavens and say, God, why me? Black is what I am while listening to the whispers of ancestors trying to protect me. Black is having to always ask and demand for the bullshit just to stop. Black is asking Lady Justice to be fair to us when the law has always been against us and they call us this just us justice. Black is chocolate skin tone, beautiful, breathtaking, bountiful group of sentience. Black is the unfair tidal wave that drowns our dreams in the deepest parts of the shallow waters of the Pacific Ocean of racism. Black is always under attack just for being black. Black is having to live in other people's hate for no damn reason, just because for some stupid reason it's always hating black people season. Black isn't a disease. Black is as cool as a summer breeze and last second NBA threes. Black is a song that we sing when we need to remind black people damn near reinvented everything. Black is so goddamn wholesome. So to the entire planet, on behalf of black people, you're welcome. And that's that peace. Peace.
Yo, let me just say this. I love everything that came after Black Is. Bruh, this piece was so fire. This piece was on point. This piece embodied everything that black is. Can I just go to a line that I absolutely love, and I really think that we should use it as a launching point for next week's show. Y'all, J-Rob said, "Black is the reason day loves the night." And when I heard that line, I immediately thought day as being our non-melanated people, and the night being us. Ponder on that. Just think about that for a moment. And the way that J-Rock this line in the piece, and we're going to talk about that because I think that we should use that next week, Jay. That's a very powerful line in this piece. There were a lot of powerful lines in this piece, but this line right here, this line right here spurs so much creativity in me. Like, I want to write right now, but we're in the middle of this show. Kind of line, but Dynamic Ink, bro. Dynamic Ink. Phenomenal.
Thank you. I'm sorry for it being so long. I haven't written a long piece like that in 20 years.
Man. And it was worth it.
This was something different and special to me because of what I was hoping that this show turned out to be for me and you, Van. So I started writing, and next thing you know, the pen just took over. My hand wasn't even tired, and this is what came out. So thank
Fire.
You.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and open up these mics. And the first caller on the mic happens to be none other than a piece of living black history. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas.
Hey, what it do, what it do? Baby,
what's
baby.
Happening, stop, sir?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, let me tell you something. First of all, what's up, my brother Poetic, and how you doing, J-Rob, man? Let me tell you, man, y'all shocked the hell out of me. You should have seen my face over here. I said, that sounds like my date of birth right there. I mean, what's going on up in this joint? Yo. And he said, Larry Maddox, I said, yo, wow, my face, bro. I am so honored, man. For real, you almost brought me to tears. I hope I don't break down while I'm trying to talk to you guys. But, man, that was really, really special, man. And the feeling is, like, overwhelming. It's just, man, I can't even, bro. Y'all messed me up. I didn't change my piece 50 times after that. It's an honor, man, especially when you speak of Gil Scott, man. You know, I know that's one of y'all favorite people, and to be put up there by him, it's just an honor, man. Y'all got me speechless damn near, you know.
Hey, bro.
So thank you, brother. I love you guys.
Can we tell you something, bro?
Yeah. What's that?
You're one of our favorite people, too, man.
Okay.
That part.
And don't you ever forget it, man. You are a pillar in this community called poetry. And the things that you have done, the things that you have endured, and you're here right now, a living piece of black history to share with everyone else. And I'm honored to be in your presence, bro. Honored.
Wow. Y'all making my face hurt, bro. I'm serious. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. You know, Miss Pearlie's listening. And I don't want to break down right now. You're going to make me break down in front of Miss Pearlie.
If you break down in front of Miss Pearlie, she ain't going to never let you forget it.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, the love I feel for you guys is crazy, man. I mean, it's crazy when you think that, you know, you touch people in such a manner, man. I just like being behind the scene. And just, you know, doing what God has led me to do, man, to be honest with you. And it's just very, very touching, man. It's very touching. And like I say, man, thank you guys, man. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Bro, please understand, if it wasn't for you, a whole lot of what we've been doing, I'll speak for me, because you brothers brought me into this. And I couldn't do a lot of the stuff that I'm doing had you cats not seen something in me. And I'll start with you, Larry, because you hit me up a couple of times for almost 2 to 3 months, and I ignored it and was like, who is this dude? And when you finally hit me, and I was like, okay, brother, what's up? And you were like, bro, I need to talk to you. Here's my number. Not let me call you. Here's my number. Call me. And we had a fantastic conversation, and that conversation went on to more stuff, and I've gotten to know you, broken bread with you. We got a chance to just talk and stuff, and it was a beautiful look. And, man, listen, from that day to this, I can't say nothing except my brother is that dude. So, listen, all praise is due, brother, and you deserve every bit of it. And when me and Van put this together, it was like, yeah, We got to talk about this brother in the way that he deserves. So
absolutely.
Hey, man, much love, man. You did that. Y'all really got me really good on that one, man. I don't even know. Nah. But thank you, brothers.
More than welcome, sir. More than welcome.
Family.
Definitely.
We don't do, and you can't do this for our family.
And
why would
be a, you happen to be a darn good CEO. Look at that.
You know, yeah, what he said.
Y'all got to chill. Y'all going over. Y'all going to make me OD on this love here right now. You know,
bro.
Y'all trying to OD.
Check this out. It's important that brothers give each other their flowers. And paying homage to you is giving you your flowers, brother. So I got no problem putting that up and making sure the world knows that my brother is that dude in my eyes. And like you told me, after my brother passed away, he ain't your only brother. That meant a whole lot to me, man. So if you're going to get emotional, then fuck it. I get emotional, too. But we all family in this piece. You dig?
Hey. I feel you, man. I hear you. I love you, bro. And it's all deep. Pharrell, this going to be on me for a couple days right now. I'm overwhelmed right now, bro. I really is, man. I'm speechless, but I'm talking.
It's all good. It's all good. But listen, don't get too speechless on this. Don't get too speechless.
Because
we got to hear some fire from your pen. And brother, if you're ready, we're going to get out of the way and allow you to go ahead and get on down.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'm about to get down for my brothers. Like I said, I changed my piece about 50 times, and this is the one that I landed on. The title of this piece is "The Axe Forgets, But the Trees Remember." Strong blackened oak tree, firmly planted wherever you've planted me. Al-Kabalan, Mother Earth, from where you removed me. On ships carrying my seed, DNA of royal lineage. Fari, Kabibi, Damba, Tita. Translated, the queen, the princess, the king, the prince, strong and majestic, from a land ancient, mined of all its nourishments, its nutrients, in a land where its people were worth just as much as each and every diamond picked. A people born of wealth. We are golden, godly chosen, kings and queens, regardless of all the wealth stolen, all that is material, all the possessions, minerals, and oils, but within each and every seed that was carried across those tragic seas, seas that bled the oceans, that poured from a mother's wound from being cut deep, on ships was carried the most precious things, the blood. The blood of royalty, Damba, Malia, Kabibi, Gita, kings of the world, the queens, princess, little girls, the prince, Dambi, Malia, Kabibi, Tita. The true treasure is within the blood, marked with an X, hidden treasures. Strong, blackened oak tree, by nature royalty, growing strong wherever you've planted me. We are Al-Kabalan, Africa. We are Adeyemi, fit to be king. Damba, kings of the world. We are Fari, the queen. Kabibi, the princess, the little girls, Tita. The prince, the little boys, Nagasi, royalty, wealthy, the Aboda dynasty, the dynasty of Ife, of Nigeria. We are Ganda, we are Zulu, Zimbabwe, Soweto, we are kings, Adeyemi, fit to be, born to be Adeyemi, fit to be because we were born to be. Despite the conditions, this is tribal. Tribunal, I can hear the drums within every Nubian. Royalty worn on our sleeves with transparency, skin made to withstand the harshest elements and or calamities. We be poetic, we be J-Rob, we be kings and queens. We be painted, put on canvas by Pablo Picasso. We be Latin, Aborigine, Aztec, Caribbean, Moroccan from the islands of Al-Kabalan, Africa. the motherland, ancient birthplace of the Nubians, all humans by Timbuktu, Peru, New Guinea's a willow royalty, through the seeds planted long ago in a dream, I am awakened by the words of a king, Martin Luther King, who stood his ground in peace in the midst of a nation warring against descendants of African citizens. We are kings, grown weary of marching, being sicked on by dogs barking, no more sitting, we rise like Maya, uncaged the birds flies, free as we sing, we are kings and queens, born of royalty, through the eyes of my child I am king. Moon set sunrise, I am king. I am that blackened oak tree. I grow wherever you plant me. I can hear the drums within every Nubian. Royalty worn on our sleeves with transparency. Skin me to withstand the harshest elements and calamities. We be kings and queens we be. Salmon, we be Paul Samson, we be Mojave, we be Keith Eric, La Perla Negra, we be Miss VIP, we be kings and queens, we be. We be Epiphany. See, the axe forgets, J-Rob, but Van, the tree remembers. See, they paint this picture of savagery, decadence and African children with big bellies, our women naked, dangling breasts, but never do they depict our people as inventors and creators of shit. They show the ghettos, but we know Zimbabwe, Zulu, Soweto, so beautiful, the Serengeti, where the largest ever population of mammals migrate, Kenya, Tunisia, the jungles, Papua New Guinea, the Amazon, Congo, the deserts of Morocco. Hold me, fill me with the spirits of my ancient people, Zimbabwe, Zulu, Soweto, feel me, consume me, and still we are to hope, and still we are to believe. And still we are to trust what we cannot see in a land where we are not supposed to be. And still we are to, in spite of, and still we are to, regardless, and still we are to live life, but still we breathe. We breathe. Tarnished like fake jewelry, our legacy, but still we be, fill me, consume me, Zimbabwe, Soweto, Zulu, take me back since before slavery, no shoes on my feet, warriors of the Serengeti, strong and powerful, proud, Soweto, Zimbabwe, Zulu, remind us from where we be, and return the ancestral, return the love of our people, one Africa, one tongue, one nation, strength and pride when we speak, reclaimed identity, Soweto, Zimbabwe, Zulu, war in us, waiting, turn the warriors, Hannibal, Shaka, Zulu, infiltrate me, fill me, provoke me to leave me and enter an altered state. I need you to feel me, ancestors of me that used to be. Awaken, brothers and sisters, we be kings and queens. See, the axe forgets, but the tree remembers. For real.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Amen.
Van, you go first.
Amen.
I'm
man,
a little emotional
here.
Right now.
Listen here. There is something about pieces like this when Pharrell spits this and he gives you this and all you can say is, man, this. But, bro, you went all the way in on this piece. You performed this piece better tonight than you have in the past. And my brother, there is a reason why you were put up next to Gil Scott-Heron. Because you are capable of moving the masses with the power in your words. Phenomenal, Inc. J-Rob, my son.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Let me inhale. Bruh.
Yo.
The whole time you did this piece, I'm hearing that song from that movie Panther. I'm sorry. Yeah, Panther, when it came to the Black Panther movement. And that song they were playing called Freedom. And the whole time you spitting, I'm hearing that chorus. Freedom. And you're spitting your piece, and I'm hearing freedom. And you're spitting that piece in freedom. We just got to be free. Freedom. Yo, oh my God. This is that piece for this moment, for right now. And this has to transcend past tonight's show because this, oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all are listening to what you're listening to. Because if y'all heard what I heard, and if you are not moved and you are not a fan of poetry, salute to you, King. It was a humble honor to do a short piece about you because you are living history. You are the tapestry of time. You are the reason that a bunch of us came together. We didn't know each other 10 years ago, but we're family right now because a cat had an idea of putting poetry in another place, and that other place is Epiphany. So salute to you, and thank you for this piece.
Thank
love
you,
brother.
Bro.
Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. Thank you, my brothers.
My brother. South Pleasure, bro. Before we get you on over to that Get Down Dance Floor, man, let everybody know where they can find the living piece of Black history in Epiphany Radio.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, well, you can find me right here at Epiphany Radio 7 days a week, but most likely you can hold me down on Mondays, each and every other Monday at Epiphany at the Soul Cafe, hosted by myself, Poetic, and La Perla Negra, where we create each and every show. We create pieces, and we call that Pick Up Your Pen. Hey, come join us. It's a whole bunch of fun. And again, that's at the Soul Cafe every other Monday at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio. In peace, baby, baby.
All right, bro. Take your socks off. All right,
one
bro.
Love,
get on over. One love, one mic. Get on that Get Down Dance Floor, man, and show them who you be, ladies
get
and gentlemen.
Down. One love.
Kill the poet, my Douglas. Man. One love, one mic. Wow. Well, he came through. He came through and did his
come
thing.
Come on,
man. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, next up, we have one half host of the Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, she is La Perla La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Good gracious alive. Y'all just winged it. And hey, Dan. Hey, J-Rob. Damn, for real. Y'all just winged it.
That was
Dan. Oh,
that was very for real.
Look, leave the humility where y'all went in. I loved it. I loved it. Oh, my God. Strong, beautiful pieces. All three of y'all. Y'all made such a serious statement tonight. Man, I can't keep up. Oh, Lord.
You got this. We know you can. We know what you can do.
Man, y'all got me running scared, but I'm gonna stay in the fight.
Listen.
Oh, wow.
Listen, we're around family. Those that you know and those that you haven't met. This is a special place. And to get down is that special place that we would love for you to share that gift that you got. Because I know sometimes your pen is staring at you saying, what you doing? I'm full of ink. Tell the world what's on your mind. Go get it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
So tonight is one of those nights that you can't say me and my pen are having arguments. That tonight's not that night, because I know you and your pen are friends.
Oh, all right, you're right. Okay. Oh Lord, have mercy. Yeah, I'll call Trump.
So, is it your turn or mine, brother?
It's your turn, good brother.
Danielle.
Yeah.
My dreadlock crowned queen. Is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Hey, Van, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Just let me and you back up for just a hot second, brother, because I ain't trying to get hit by no sparks. So, Danielle, if you don't mind, me and Van going to stand to the corner and watch. Would you mind going ahead and get on down?
Called My Black History. I am Black History. Because every waking moment of my life, I make Black History. And I don't even have to look in the mirror to see. There's an African proverb that says, do not look where you fell, but where you slipped. So I keep my head up. From the soles of my feet through the divine spirit that inhabits this vessel of flesh up to the tips of my tangled tresses. Every step I take, I leave a footprint of Black history in this earth. I am Black history. There's no enemy within. The enemy outside can do us no harm. So I know who I am, and I am at peace. The water of the river flows on without waiting for the thirsty man, so I know life is a continuum, as is Black history. Life starts in my womb, so every time I speak, I imprint, breathing the energy of life into existence of all who will hear me. I make Black history. And for all of who will see me, they see Black history because my walk, my skin, my presence, my confidence within tells an unmistakable story. I bring to you Black history. And they invite me into their world, but ask what I bring to the table. I am the table. My love, my commitment and dedication to loving you for who you are, where you are, and all that you will strive to be are the dishes that I serve. So to you, I feed the best of me. And where you will dine is a place called My Black History. Amani Iwe Kwenu Pendo Namagwa. His peace be unto you with love and light. And that's that peace.
Well.
I say.
J-Rob.
I say I will. Let the ancestors speak. Let the freedom reign. Let the hours in the sand glass stand still. As time says, not now. The queen is speaking. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
Oh, Lord.
Van Meadows.
Yo, this piece was black. This piece was ebony. This piece was pick my fro with that black pick that had the fist on the end of it. This piece was, hold on, let me put my bandana on. This piece was phenomenal, Danielle. You went somewhere. You took your ink somewhere, and you exemplified black history and being black to the fullest. So thank you.
Wow. Hey, Van.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, I'm hearing her spit this piece, and I'm hearing Andrea Day sing that song Rise Up the whole time.
Oh,
she spit.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm hearing that the whole time. And every time she inhales just to get her breath so she can say the next verse, and I rise
softly.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You and me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole time.
I'm going to tell you, y'all make me really want to get into music production. Y'all really want to make me do some things. Man.
Do it. Do it. Ain't no good but to do it. Make it happen.
Because y'all just, y'all come with these pieces. And, you know, me and J-Rob, we think eerie alike. I mean, it's so eerie. It's crazy. And, you know, me and him sitting down talking about a few things. We talk about y'all. I'm going to let y'all know. We talk about y'all. Because y'all are some amazing, dope poets, and we see so much greatness in your ink. We see it. And then we do shows like this, and you come, and the way La Perla Negra just ripped the mic, I got to order a whole new mic stand and a mic right now.
Oh.
I'm glad you did, because I ordered the last mic.
Right. I'm like, before the show is over, we're going to be gone through about 15 mics.
Gentlemen, I got a favor to ask you. Because my diva can't be here. So she asked me would I read her piece.
No.
So y'all would have. No, I can't read
it. No, let Van read it. Let Van read it.
Okay.
Actually, no, I want to hear it in your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. I was wondering when, you were going to tap in. So allow Rob to get out of the way, and you go ahead and represent Ms. VIP and get on
Please.
Down.
Thank you. All right. Black history is really every day for me. Brianna, George, just to name a few. Who have fallen due to the wrong house policy, police brutality. Shame to say how it's become the norm. Shame to say how it's your doom before you're born. Black history, some may not want to learn, but in order to go where you're going, you have to look back where you and yours have been. Now we yearn to learn of how they lived, how they escaped. How in the hell did they not know? We descended from kings and queens. Some say in other persuasions, go back from whence you came. They should know by now, deep down, we all bleed the same. But listen, we all lived and still live in history. We're black, proud, inventive, creative, magic, a mystery. We had a black president, now a madam vice president. How's that for history? If anyone should go back, it should be the ones who think they're superior over us. Let them sit in the back of the bus, be hosed, gassed, hunted down, and killed. Let them see how it feels to be hated due to the color of their skin, be subjected to Karens and Beckys of the world. We've overcome much, but more work has to be done. Yet we still stand never alone. I love my people. We're all kin. And that's that beat.
Ooh,
man,
that was nice, Diva.
Listen to you giving that piece of light.
Mm. Man.
Okay.
There was so much about this piece, man. Wow. She Real Live covered the last 20 years in that piece.
Yes.
The last 20 years. And I love that line, Black President, now Madam Black President. I'm going to paraphrase. How the hell is that for history?
Okay.
Because that's what I felt like she was trying to say. But that piece was this, man, Ms. VIP. Ooh, God. J-Rap.
I just really dug this piece for two reasons. One, because of its content. Secondly, having another poet spit another poet's piece in their own frame of fashion. You know, that drives me crazy. I love that. That's an appreciation of the art, and that tells you how beautiful this art that we do is. This is absolutely beautiful. And this is why, if you guys are paying attention on the event page, your poetry has a song attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece that she just did is attached to an artist by the name of Cynthia Erivo. She has a song called Stand Up.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the event page and you'll see what I mean. It's that dope. But when y'all see what I picked for Van at the end of the show, you'll understand why this cat's my brother and why I love Epiphany Radio. But La Perla Negra, what you just did for your sister is nothing short of spectacular. And I love every single line that you delivered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before you get to the Get Down dance floor, let everybody know where you are in Epiphany Radio.
Okay. Let's see. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and be from mental stress through some healthy conversation and from open mic therapy. Alternating Monday night with Do What You Like, hosted by Poetic and Mr. Metaphoria. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. On Wednesday nights, I am in the Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss V.I.P. Now, the topic is up in the air, but I know y'all going to love what we come up with. Y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so
much.
Get on over there, get on dance floor, show your moves, One Love, One Mic, and take your socks off, baby, baby.
One Love, One Mic, baby, baby.
That is La Perla Negra.
Whew.
J-Rob, it's about that time.
Come on, man. You want the second? You want the second song? You want the second verse?
J-Rob, the mic is yours.
Now, let me go exactly where this is. Poet, novelist, playwright, essayist, translator James Mercer Langston Hughes was born in Joplin, Missouri on February 1st, 1902. To parents Carrie Mercer, a school teacher, and James Nathaniel Hughes, an attorney. His parents separated before Langston was born, and he spent his pre-adolescent years with his maternal grandmother. Fast forward, Hughes went to Columbia University and wound up quitting after a year and decided to acquire a more worldly education. So in 1922, he began a two-year stint as a ship crewman, during which he traveled to and spent considerable time in West Africa, France, Italy, and he also briefly lived in a community in London, England, before returning to the United States in 1924. He became a personal assistant to historian Carter G. Woodson, the founder for the study of African American life and history, and the founder of Black History Month. In 1926, Langston Hughes enrolled in Lincoln University in Pennsylvania and earned a degree in 1930. His classmate was Thurgood Marshall, and also is where he joined Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. It's while in college, he returned to Harlem, where he became a major figure during the Harlem Renaissance. He was deeply believed that black art should represent the experiences and culture of the black folk. Images of rural and urban working-class African-Americans filled his poetry and prose, and his writing celebrated blues and jazz culture. Some of his more famous works is associated with the Harlem Renaissance that include poems, The Weary Blues, Fine Clothes to the Jew, Not Without Laughter, The Negro Artist, in Racial Mountain. Langston Hughes, an icon in poetry. And for the record, Langston Hughes' ashes are interred beneath the floor medallion in the foyer of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem, USA, a fitting place for one of our poetic elders. Secondly, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, born June 27, 1872, was one of the first African-American poets to gain national recognition. Parents Joshua and Matilda Murphy Dunbar were enslaved in Kentucky prior to their being emancipated. His parents separated shortly after his birth, but Dunbar would draw on their stories of enslavement and forced labor on the plantation throughout his writing career. By the age of 14, Dunbar had poems published in the Dayton Herald. While in high school, he edited the Dayton Tattle and told short stories in black newspapers published by classmate Orville Wright. Despite being a fine student, Dunbar was financially unable to attend college and took a job as an elevator operator. In 1892, the former teacher invited him to read his poems at a meeting of the Western Association of Writers. His work impressed his audience to such a degree that the popular poet James Whitcomb Riley wrote him a letter of encouragement. In 1893, Dunbar self-published a collection called Oak and Ivy. To help pay for his publishing costs, he sold the book for a dollar to people riding in his elevator. Fast forward. In 1898, Dunbar's health unfortunately began to deteriorate. He believed the dust in the library contributed to his tuberculosis, and he left his job to dedicate himself full-time writing and giving readings. Over the next 5 years, he would produce three more novels, three short story collections. And while Dunbar separated from his wife in 1902, shortly thereafter suffered a nervous breakdown, a bout with pneumonia. And while although ill, he still continued to write poems. His collection from his time include lyrics of love and laughter, Howdy, 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 lyrics in Sunshine, Shadow. And these books confirmed his position as America's premier black poet. Dunbar's steadily deteriorated health caused him to return to his mother's home in Dayton, Ohio, where he passed away at age 33. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, one of America's brightest poets, whose shoulders are stood on by Langston Hughes, who attended Lincoln University and is the reason that Gil Scott-Heron attended Lincoln University. And on a personal note, it is the reason that I attended Lincoln University, because I fell in love with poetry because of these two artists who also paid homage to Paul Laurence Dunbar while walking the streets of Philadelphia saying hello unbeknownst to For Real the Poet. Thank you for this opportunity to share Black history with you on the Get Down. My name is J. Rob, the Wise Son. Van Meadows, back to you.
I hope you all have enjoyed this evening's Black History Facts. Make sure you tune in next week when we discuss more. Now, let's get back to some poetry. Next up on the mic, we have our good brother, our go-go brother from the West Coast, Sincere from Los Angeles. What's good, bro?
Salute, Van. Salute, J-Rob. Salute to everybody who
peace, coach.
For me. Oh, my God. Yes, what's happening?
All right.
How you feeling?
Oh man, I'm wonderful, man. I'm outstanding. I'm not complaining.
Right on.
I'm not complaining.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. J-Rob.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to hear what this brother brought. I can't.
Come on now.
Wait.
You know. Coach got off the bench for this one. Coach got off the bench and was like, hold my beer. Hey, you, number 12, hold my beer. Come on now.
Yeah. He said, listen here. I'm not the coach right now. I'm the player.
So I'm about to get me a triple-double.
Come on now.
Get our brother to the mic, bro. Get him to the mic.
Sincere. Is your piece locked and loaded?
It's locked and loaded.
Then, brother man, my brother from another mother, please step to the mic while Van and I step to the back, and would you mind going on ahead and get on down?
Why in the hell we got the shortest month of the year? Last 120 years since I've been alive, they call it Renaissance. Shout out to those before me. Taking me back when life was credited for raw talent that was denied walking through the front doorstep of white hysteria. I said, white hysteria, Renaissance, a white Renaissance in this era, day and age? Y'all have changed history narrative in order to make room for your shortcomings. You have used us past the normal antics that allow for anyone to stand for anything. You call that poetry? Or is that Renaissance? Or is that Black history that you rearranged? However, you just made us more noteworthy to the entire world of why, when, and where, and whomever calls us forward. We shall write and spit like it's a brand new bag, heavy on the strings and bass lines to punch your lights out, Harlem Renaissance. We are what you have known about us. I am the Renaissance man, 365 days, all day black. That's a fact. My women, I love you. Crying under her eyeliner. And man, I love our suits that made you look and think about everything you have done to make us iconic. This is Black history. We are Renaissance. We have been poetry. Sincere from Los Angeles, out there, peace.
We are poetry. Come on, Van. What you say?
Yeah, man.
Talk to me.
Yeah, man. He had me with that opening line. Why we got the shortest month of the year?
I had to rewrite that by listening to you guys. I was like, what am I missing?
Whose freaking idea was that to give us the shortest month in the calendar?
That was Carter G. Woodson.
But,
and he did it for two reasons.
Glad.
Because,
I'm sorry, Jay. But I'm so glad that I celebrate me my skin color, my race, my culture, 365 days of the year. But go ahead. Give them the history, Jay. Give them the history. Why he gave us 28? Why?
28 days came through because Carter G. Woodson wanted to do a dedication. The dedication was because of Abraham Lincoln. That was first. And then secondly, he wanted to also give it to Frederick Douglass, whose birthdays are in February. So in dedication to them, because lots of people say that Lincoln freed the slaves, rather than dive into that conversation, that's exactly what was being said. But Frederick Douglass also challenged Abraham Lincoln and other white people on their position of slavery and their position of freedom. Hence, he wrote the paper, What is the 4th of July to the Negro? But 28 days is what Carter G. Woodson wrote and said he wanted to dedicate it to these two giants in history. End of story.
Thank you, bro. Now, your commentary for our good brother, Pete.
This brother is history. This brother is symmetry written from pen to paper. This brother is poetry. And I can give you other words, another example as to how big a fan I am of his work, but you get my drift. Eloquently said, softly spun pieces like newly cut pieces of silk, as he described who we are. We're bigger than a renaissance. We are the renaissance. We are poetry. Salute, Sincere. Did the damn thing,
Coach.
I'm going to put that in your event page.
Yeah, please do, my brother.
Got to. Now, my go-go brother from the West Coast, man, we got to get you over to the dance floor, man, because the party is getting, I feel like I'm at an old school basement party.
With that old school go-go music, the original.
Yes. Sipping out my cup, man, looking around, seeing exactly which honey I want to dance with. Who ain't all moved up already?
That part.
Some things that our culture enjoys. But my good brother, get on over on that dance floor, man. Tell the DJ, man, turn the lights down, play that go-go, and get everybody off the wall. Come on, man. I know you.
Come on now. Get everyone off the wall. Stop playing.
Blessings, one love, one mic. I salute you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Salute you, too, bro. That's our go-go brother, Sincere, from Los Angeles, man. Wow. Next up, we have the one, the only Amelia T. Davis, y'all. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Good evening.
Very
welcome.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Very good to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. So I brought you some fresh ink. I have a lot of poems. I have a lot of poems, but this one I wanted to do, it's fresh. It's called, do you want to ask me a question?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, see, man, I remember, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Well, allow me and J-Rob to get out of the way and let you grab hold of the steel mic and get on down.
Okay. It's called George Stinney Jr. and Trayvon Martin. George Stinney Jr. of African descent was the youngest person to be sentenced to death in the 20th century in the United States. He was only 14 years old when he was executed in an electric chair. During his trial, even on the day of his execution, he always carried a Bible in his hands, claiming to be innocent. He was accused of killing two white girls 11-year-old Betty, and Mary, of 7. The bodies were found near the house where the teenager resided with his parents. At that time, all members of the jury were white. The trial lasted only 2 hours, and the sentence was dictated 10 minutes later. The boys' parents were threatened and prevented from being present in the courtroom and subsequently expelled from that city. Before the execution, George spent 81 days in prison without being able to see his parents. He was held in solitary 80 miles from his city. He was heard alone without the presence of his parents or a lawyer. He was electrocuted with 5,380 volts in his head. Imagine all that voltage in a teenager's head. 70 years later, his innocence was finally proven by a judge in South Carolina. The boy was innocent. Someone set him up to blame him before being black. On June 16, 1944, a horrific state-sanctioned murder happened to an innocent child. Death by electricity, is there any more painful death? We, the United States of America, did this to a young, innocent child. Executed for being black, what possible future might he have had if he wasn't set up? A minister, pastor of a congregation, leading folks to heavenly grace, perhaps even a scientist that might have cured cancer, or a baseball player hitting home runs out of the ballpark, perhaps a jazz musician playing Amazing Grace. The sad truth is, we will never know because his young life was cut short over two young girls' death that wasn't his sin. Trayvon B. Martin was born in Florida on February 5, 1995. His parents, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, divorced 4 years later. Martin attended public schools in Florida, including the Dr. Michael M. Croak High School in Miami Gardens, with parents that wanted to expose him to the world. Martin had experiences that included skiing, horseback riding, and a trip to New York City to take in the sights. At Carroll City High, where Martin went to school before Crop, the youngster took an English honors class through his favorite subject was said to be math. Tall and athletically inclined, with tattoos of family members' names on his frame, the often quiet Martin was highly interested in studying aviation and potentially becoming a pilot. On February 26, 2012, Trayvon Martin, age 17, was executed by George Zimmerman for holding a bag of Skittles. Another youth murdered without just cause. His crime, being black, and Walking After Dark. I brought these two stories together to show that even though 68 years apart, it was still legal to murder a black teenager in America. When will we, white America, stop the slaughter of black youth for no reason but the color of their skin? When will the bloodlust of white America ever be fulfilled? How can anyone slaughter a child? Regardless of race, what monster lives inside of you to do such a thing? When will we stop the cold-blooded murder of our youth? Why is color a sad factor? What is it, the consciousness of the USA, that must bring death to our children? The practice must stop. We must bring love and compassion to our streets. Stop the flow of blood coursing throughout every city, town, hood, valley, mountain, and skyline in America. Dry the eyes of the mother's tears that are running like great rivers across our land. It's been this way for hundreds of years. White against black must end. Bring justice to those that have yet to be born. Bring healing to those families that have had to endure. We will never forget you, loves. May their innocent souls rest in peace. George and Trevon. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
J-Rar.
History. It's a painful truth, and it's something that we just can't get away from, and something that we can't run from, and something that people got to come to grips with. You don't have to like anything being said, but the truth is what it is. And unfortunately, the truth, when told in its proper form, sometimes is going to hurt because we don't have a lot of conversations that are going to hurt people's feelings. And sometimes the truth is not pleasant. But like it has been said previously, until the lion learns to write, the story will always glorify the hunter. And that's our painful truth in this country. Van Meadows.
You know, these two stories really chokes me up. I have teenage boys. And to just think that as a parent, that could have been one of my kids, gets under my skin. And the truth is exactly what she said. It has to stop. We all know racism still exists. We're just waiting for the rest of white America to wake up and realize that it exists and deal with it. Deal with it. Because last time I checked, I'm looking around. We're not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, we're on the verge of being the new majority and white America being the minority. However, it does not change the fact of history and truth of what has happened. to George Stinney Jr. and Trayvon Martin. Every day I hear on the news that a child has been murdered by a stray bullet. Between Georgia, South Carolina, Maryland. The killing of our children has got to stop. The killing of innocent people has got to stop. I don't want to stop at just children. Amelia, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for the truth. And we're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can hang around and get a little two-step going. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Blessings the two of you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Come on,
ladies
man.
And gentlemen,
I need you.
To Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you happen to be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you are already here and you desire to grace the mic this evening, please press 1. Because we got a lineup of power that's waiting to spit.
Come on now.
Let's,
we got the Ed Burks of the world. We got the Lisa Lips of the world. We got poets, y'all. Woo.
We got Divine Demon.
We got
we
Divine
got
Demon. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Van, you know I'm chomping at the bit, brother. I'm chomping at the bit. Who we got next?
I know.
Who we
I
got
know.
Next?
Next. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have the one, the only, Miss Lisa Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is a powerful, powerful, powerful room tonight.
Indeed.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yeah,
welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
joining this energy, baby. Late. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to play this replay a few times because some of the stuff was so strong. Man, listen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. J-Rob, can you
mention
Ms. to the microphone, please, so that we can hear the natural essence.
Ooh, the natural
lips.
Okay, let me put on my sexy voice. Let me put on my sexy voice, man.
That.
No, no, stand to the side, man. Stand to the side, man. Stand
moving.
To the side.
I'm moving. I'm out.
Stand
I'm
to the
out.
Side.
I'm
okay,
out.
Okay. Over there, right? No, right next to me, though. I got you. Hey,
all right.
Lisa,
all
don't pay Van no mind. That's my brother. You know how he do it. Come here, girl. How you doing? You good?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
Shit, now that I'm hearing your voice, I'm really good. So check this out, baby. Black History Month, and me and Van got all this positive energy going. You know who loves you. So me and Van going to step to the side the way you know we do. We're going to be staring at you, so don't look this way when you spit your piece. So we want you to go on ahead, girl, and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is called Balance, the Rebirth. And this is what I imagined my mother's family to be, because we were never told. Try and feel what it would be like if you had no single identity. Born on the cusp between black and white, bright and curious but shunned by everyone, because you kind of look white, but you really act black. Alabaster skin and an 8-rock soul place me plumb in the center till I speak. Then you understand that my spirit came through the middle passage from Nigeria, strong and tall, a warrior, sold as Mandingo, strapping buck, met fate, and I was bred like equestrian gold, 'cause my seed made good stock. Till Mrs. brought me in during the midday sun, giving way to a cinnamon birth that was said to be rape. So I was made strange fruit to strike fear in all who saw, because if they kill him, they kill us too. Cinnamon was raised as house stock, but Massa hates me enough to punish me in the kitchen and the library behind the hen house till I bear seed. And honey is born with massive skin and light eyes. So he gives her to Mrs. to raise. Shunned by Mrs. and hated by Master because she comes up strong. Because of the love from Mama Sin. Because I care for her and treat her precious. Till one day she mistakenly calls me Mama. I came through Mrs. and left her barren, so that now she raises her granddaughter from her husband's seed, who now calls her greatest mistake Mama. So I'm sold, where the burdens of labor stop my heart. So now I, as honey, move forward, given chances but not favor, till nephew arrives and we secretly fall in love, till my belly grow. And then he's told the story, and he turns his back on the nigger in me. So Missy comes as a throwaway, never even knowing her true bloodline, passed from hand to hand, till she finds her dark prince, who made her his queen, which led to me. So nah, I'm not the one you need to seek sympathy from. And nah, just because I look white don't mean I'm trying to explain to you who we as a people are. And for real, ain't none of this shit on me. It is your own brokenness that perpetuates this fight. You decided that the color of the dermis made you superior, yet you envy our rich culture. Take some responsibility for what you created. You secretly hate everything you are and emulate what you see in us, then be mad because it comes to us naturally. But for real, it's y'all's frailties y'all fighting. I'm Lisa Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Whoa.
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 Whoa. Oh.
Wow. She come in, Jay, and she talks about how powerful this
wow.
is, how powerful the pieces is, and then she decides to deliver this powerful phenomenon of ink, and then going to finish it off by saying, you have just been serviced. I don't think they was ready, Miss Lips. I really don't think they was ready.
See, all of my life I was told that I was mixed, that my mother was white and my father was black, until my grandmother died when I was almost 40, did I know that she was mixed and had been passing white all of her life.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
And that came at a time when passing for white saved your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. I love this piece. I saw this piece play out. The poetry in it is absolutely phenomenal. But I watched this piece play out in Roots, 12-year slave.
Mm-hmm.
Before we were free. Mm. And the prince who was made, the prince who became a slave. This is outstanding work. Absolutely outstanding and powerfully written, as Ms. VIP would say.
Thank you.
This is amazing.
And see, Van, you know she does that other kind of poetry, right?
I know she does.
She does that other kind of poetry, and I'd be like, oh, not this again. But then she does shit like this, and I fall in love with her pen like I did in the very beginning. Because this is the essence of her talent. I know she does it other stuff, but this. Shit that I'm like, yeah, man, come on, stop playing. Come on with the come on and get down with the get down. And that's what you just did.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
And Ms. Lips, we love you too. Now we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so you can show some moves. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, all right? One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
That's
now we're
going to
go. That
That's
is my friend.
Friend.
Absolutely.
That's your friend. That's your
absolutely.
Friend.
I'll accept
I'm just
it.
Saying.
Sure.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
We want to go from lips to a fiery blaze. Blaze, what's good with you, bro?
Just good. How's everybody?
Going good.
My man. What's happening, Blaze?
All right, all right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we
can. We can hear you.
Boy, I'm telling you, this one. And I don't big up myself on nothing, but this one scares me.
He's ready, Van. He's ready, Van. Van, I'm going to let you talk to him.
Jay, just back away from the flames. Just back away from the flames because I'm backing up.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm backing away. I'm backing away.
Go ahead and get down, bro.
Come on. Let's take a trip. Because I'm going to make this hit. About to tear your wrists, terrorists. Osama, Savior prayers, Obama, to girl prayers, Donna. But let's get into this excitement. Watch me start igniting, lying, lighting, biting. Oh, Biden, answer questions. Why do they brandish weapons? Yes, they brandish weapons. Yet, we were the first ones to be led into the Great Depression and a grand deception. Prepare to get slammed if you step into this arena. My Coliseum, because my collar, see them as blue reptilians, silly men with snake eyes. We take guys and patty roll them till they see doubles, you know, like in dice, craps. They love their 6 degrees of separation and still simultaneously love climbing mountains with broke backs. But don't come at me with that queer shit because you might just hear shit like, dope, 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 dope. That's me dumping, leaving bodies jumping, slumping. DMX said it best. Niggas done started something. I've been said even way back on my sin bed. I've been said even way back on my sin bed about these tables turning on murderers trying to murder us. Now we become more murderers turning tables, burning cables, learning fables, turning hate yous, making unstable the crooked and spineless. I'm vexed because their sign says they rape dudes, molest children, and concubine women, community pillagers. But beware of the karma parody. Us killing you, then giving you to gorillas, bro. Gil Scott Aaron mentioned something about the revolution won't be televised, about how they tell them lies. But listen, your ladies are going to sing the blues like Billy on every holiday when they smell the skies from cries of vanilla-flavored strange fruit, deveined soup with intestinal pig origin. Foreign men that look like orange men with toupees, dibbling and dabbling in fiascos like Lupe, poses new world leaders, trash dump Don Trump. You girls need to understand that I'm 110 deep, plus one, and one, all-star. Y'all operate off false starts, real cowardly. That's why y'all call cars, calling all cars, because y'all scared y'all get your jaws wired, and y'all don't ball smart. See, I'm a raw fart, excuse me, plus Walmart tough. Get you with that arrow, longbow, in the Peter Liango weather. Duality. Booyah. Sit out or get out. Lakeith Stanfield and Daniel Kaluuya, yeah, coming at them hard. And Cosmic Sword, try stopping them, but can't, bro. They made me sink. So I've got to kill the Armitages with their dear analysts. That's the answer, Allison. Allison, give me the keys. Give me the damn
give me the damn keys. That's all I kept asking. But you tried to set me up for that transplantation phase 3 coagula, but it's been prepping me to leave you peppered with leprosy because they're trying to silence me from speaking against police brutality. You tested me? I'm regularly by myself, never getting caught misdemeanor or felony. America tolerates the taking of human lives without a second thought. So effing smart, Dick Gregory. We need to stand up for we, and no other will ever dare to doubt us. I mean, MJ even said it. They don't really even care about us. Plymouth Rock landed on us, so it's due time to land back on Plymouth Rock. You know nothing can stop me but loss of breath, and I'm still breathing, so it's still on. Pac. I'm still strong, building drill songs and quadrillions like a smith that locks. You sisters act real skippy when nuts pee on your butter. See, I've discovered that you point fingers calling us monkeys, because that's actually your habitat, factually, cannibals. I mean, let's speak truthfully. You really are animal lovers, talently, because you love animals past love bestiality. See, reality will tell the true story of how you slept in barnyards and how your women love tending to their horses in stables and stirrups, getting a syrup stirred long and hard. You stoic men won't be warring and roaring men, soldiering okie-dokie men while choking and stroking our women folk, and then smoking men, playing Pokemon, mind-controlling them, telling them that the only time their mouths should be opening and closing is when you tell them when to close and open them, otherwise be frozen. No can do but hang tight, because before I do that, I'll partner up with my damn self, Malcolm X, and at the same time on you, I'll pull a Frank Wright on your stank wife late night and promote an American Me party on you with a rusty, jagged-edge shank knife, making it my main objective to sink your battleship. And believe you me, it will get sank right. Thanks, God. Just giving you insight on leveraging and severing from breathing while you're still breathing, leaving you with a blank life. And yes, your life will be snatched. It's a wrap. Leaving you with a blank life. And I've done this just so that I can truly make you fucking sick of me. These are the words that have come out of my mouth. Blaze, Black History, Blank Life, and Peace.
My man, this is the fire that I love coming from your pen. Yo, that Billy Holiday line you dropped, that was sick. That was sick. That was sick. You straight killed it. That was sick. This whole piece was fun. This piece is your pseudonym, Blaze. I've said enough. Van Meadows?
Yo, man, I was scared too, bro. You kind of zoned out for a minute, and I was like, wait, what's happening? What's happening? And then you came right back to your wordplay. Yo, your wordplay in this piece was just crazy. Like, you said so many lines. Every time I was trying to think of the line or write the line down, you came up with another line. I was like, you know what? I said, forget it. Put my pen down because I can't keep up. I can't keep up. But this definitely was a dope piece, bro. You had a lot of lines in there. I like that misdemeanor felony line. Man, I like that. Man, you had a lot of lines in this piece, bro. This was really good, man. I'm glad you're writing again, bro. For real.
Listen, I had to come out of my shell. I had to. Like, with all the pent-up energy that was in me from everything I've been going through, that's what came out of it.
That's some dope stuff. Out of your pain, some are coming your greatest masterpieces. I say it all the time.
You know
this
what?
Is wonderful.
You know what? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Good job, man. Good job, man. I love it.
Thank you, bro.
Like, thank you, man. Listen, bro. You still got me a little confused with my words because I was trying to. I was like, yo. And for y'all that don't know, if you ain't never done a collab with Blaze, and you got to try and come down to him and what he, oh my God, we're gonna have to do that collab on one of the shows, bro, because that thing was sick. But yeah.
We've been needing to do that, and I keep like, I think I'm back. I'm back, so I'm ready.
All right, okay, bro. We're going to get it in. Wait till y'all hear that piece. Some of y'all heard it when Whoop I was when we first did it. But, yo, this guy is amazing, man. Sick with it. But, bro, get on over there on that Get Down dance floor, man. Hang around. continue to enjoy the rest of the show. All right, my brother? One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Blaze. Man, that brother can't even shut it down. Bro, we're going to go from a Blaze to another cat that I just adore his pen and his ink and him as an individual, man. He is a phenomenal brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on? How y'all feeling? Get down.
How
feeling
you
good,
doing,
bro?
Big bro?
Good,
we great.
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
Absolutely great. Mm. We got
glad
some great energy going on, bro. It's great to have you
yes,
on
sir.
The show.
Yes, sir.
Talk to him, Vince. It's been a minute. Talk to him.
It's been a little while. I took a little siesta, but I'm back.
A little
you
siesta,
know?
Man. You back? You sure you yeah. back? You saying you back this week?
Yeah.
Next week you be gone again, bro. You sure? You sure?
Nah, it's too cold to travel, so I got to stay put for a little while.
All right, my man. J-Rob, you usher
yes,
my broski to the mic, man.
Can I? Divine
yes,
Demon.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
can
yes,
I?
Oh, my bad.
Divine Demon, my good brother. Come on, man, move to the side. I got to talk to the brother. Move to the side. Come on.
All right. My
Divine,
bad.
Divine Demon, good
yes,
brother,
sir.
Is your piece currently locked, loaded, and ready to share?
It is. And it
that
shall
being
be.
The case, I'm gonna go stage left like Van Meadows, and we both want you to go on ahead and get on down.
All right, let me try to do this. Tribute to the genius. It's also vivid and clear to me. You're the man who was near to me. You were a leader of the pack, of a band that was super stacked. You taught me that hearts of fire create love's desire, and that's the way of the world. You asked me if I remember the 21st night of September. Of course I do. It's the day after my birthday. From that moment, never was a cloudy day. You took us all on a getaway, then said, if we wished upon a star, our dreams would take us very far. But when we wished upon a dream, life ain't always what it seems. Oh, yeah, you said we were shining stars, no matter who we are. But you, Mr. White, were the true shining star. Shine so bright to see, we all knew what we could truly be. From that moment, I knew I had to get you into my life. I had to get you into my life because you told me to sing a song. You showed me how to groove as you slowly dropped me off in Boogie Wonderland. I'm typically quiet, but I can't hide my love. Well, I bet you I knew the truth. I know the truth, and so did everyone else. I can't pretend there was nothing there. See, I'm craving your music. Is this real? Temperatures rising. I don't want to feel or hear anything else after this love game has been played. Your talent, sir, was never, ever a charade. Yeah, so these are the reasons that we hear, the reasons won't ever disappear. And it's the reasons why I learned to write all day and night with all my might, because I simply wanted to be like you, sir. Then something happened along the way, and yesterday was all we had. After the love is gone, the man is gone. But I always love this song, because every man has his place. In his heart, there's a space. We took rides in the sky on a ship, fantasy. Simply put, you are the man, not just the man to me, but the man to be. Because you directed the earth, wind, and fire horns that made beautiful, untouchable music porn. You weren't perfect, but your game was tight. Rest in peace, Maurice White. In peace, Chris the Gifted.
Sure.
This dude. this dude. This dude, man.
Yo. This was fire right here, bro. What a tribute, man. What a tribute piece to Maurice White, man. And I love the way that you actually changed up your cadence to match the music and just to truly dedicate. And you took your time with it. And, bro, man, that's what's up, bro. Dope, Inc., J-Rob.
Appreciate it. You got some nerve coming in here being this dope. Because the first, I'm listening to him, and then I was like, wait a minute. That's an earthquake. Oh, I see what he's doing. Let me sit back and enjoy the gift that the brother's about to drop. And I was nothing short of impressed. This was absolutely dynamic and dope. Salute to Maurice White. May he sleep eternally in the heavens, in the arms of God, listening to what you just did. That was dope.
Indeed. That was a really hard piece to write. I'm going to ask J-Rob if he's the music maestro. About how many songs did you hear in that piece?
13.
It was a lot of them in there, bro.
Yeah, it was a lot. I just want to make sure they were clear, because I think I said it a little too fast, so I wanted to make sure that I emphasized it was at least 10 or 10, 12 in there. I'm glad y'all caught them. That was a real hot piece to write.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man,
I counted 13.
You did it justice, bro.
Then it probably was.
No,
I'm
question.
Not going to doubt you, bro.
Yeah, but you definitely did it justice, man. Divine Demon, you are a beast in your own right, bro. That's why I'm a fan, bro. I am truly a fan of your work, man. Real talk. I mean, real talk.
Appreciate it.
I don't like you because you be playing with my spirit and then all kind of shit be happening when I'm hearing you spit your poetry. So no, I for the next 3 seconds I ain't cool with you, but you know, 5 minutes after that, dog, I'm a damn fan of yours for the rest of my life, bro. You a mean cat with a pen and a pad. That's real talk.
Just for you, J-Rob, I'm gonna put this on the event page so you can look at it later on. And play it to some other one on fire. And
come on now.
And just,
come on. Don't play with me, man. Don't play with me. You know my vibe. Don't play with me.
Yeah,
if you see what's in the event page already, we somewhere different right now.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it was hard to go behind Blaze, but, you know, I did my best.
Yeah,
he killed it, right?
He killed it.
Yeah, that is a monster, for real.
But
yo,
you handled your own,
boy.
My brother. Hey,
yes, that's exactly what I'm about to say. You ain't nothing to sneeze at, man. You ain't nothing to sneeze at. Come on.
All right.
Again,
brother,
I say come on with the come on and get down with the get down. Tell them, Van.
Yeah, man. You got to get on down. Now you got to get on the dance floor and get on down. I mean, you done already slowed it down, got the Earth, Wind, and Fire playing,
yeah.
DJ
yeah,
said
he got
he's going to follow suit. So,
he got everybody in baby-making mode.
Right.
Good luck.
Hey,
those
right,
are the
bro.
Reasons I'm doing.
We got to get you. Hey, man, I need you to place a call to your boy Mouthpiece. I talked to him the other day, but, you know, he might need some more encouragement to go ahead and get the Wolf Hours back, man, because, you know. Yeah, just go ahead and do that, man. If we got to do a three-way, man, we can go ahead and do it, man. We can go ahead and do it.
All right. We're working out this week.
All right, my man. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance for our good brother, Wolf Hours own Divine Demon. One love, one mic, bro.
One love and one mic, cat.
Y'all stay cool.
You too, bro. Man, that dude is something else, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you have made it to the overtime hour. If you are still hearing my voice, wonderful. Because everybody that was online, yeah, they can't hear no more. But next up, man, we got my brother.
Who we got? Come on.
The Caribbean Brother. Soul
Tell
Twins.
That story.
We have
Who is it?
The Brother Ed Burks, King Tango in the building. What's good with you?
Respect,
King. What's going on?
Yeah, man, everything cool with me, brothers. How's everything over there?
Everything fine, sir. Everything fine. Everything Irie over here. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, man.
And Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you more definitely that, man. You know? Yeah, man.
Nice. Nice. Mm. So, matter of fact, Van, I took Chris the Gifted. You gotta take on my brother Ed Burke. Being comfortable.
Hey, man.
Go
me
ahead.
So
talk
can,
to my
man.
Brother.
Me so can, brother. Man, are you ready? Your piece locked and loaded, me brother. You ready
yeah,
to
man.
Get down?
Locked and loaded. Yeah, man. Nimbus gonna bring
man.
It up here, man.
Me all brother. Right. Go ahead. Get on down.
Yeah, man. Let me set this up real fast. This poem is called "Old George Retribution Never Sleeps." And so here we go. Sitting in the cabin with family. At the beautiful day in the hot sun, picking master's cotton in the Mississippi, making plans for a midnight run. Old master whipped old Joe. Master tore the skin clean off his back. Old master said, caught old George Stevens reading. Then master went upon the attack. Old George cried out, Lord have mercy. Please, Master, have mercy upon me soul. And I was only reading the Bible, Master. He was only searching for spiritual growth. But, oh, evil Master, ignored old George, please. Master closed ears to George, blood-curdling cries. Master whip, snapped, crackled, and popped. Master whipped old George until the man died. Old master wiped his brow, spit upon old George. Master's face was distorted with hate. Him said, don't nobody touch old George's body. They would teach you niggas to stay in your place. Old master, excuse me. Old master, ignore old George, please. From the ears to George, blood-curdling cries. Again, Master whipped, snap, crackle, and pop. And Master whipped old George to tell you day he died. Master wiped his brow, spit upon old George. Master faithful distorted with hate. Him said, don't touch that old George body. He would teach you nigga to stay in your place. Master whipped drip blood. Master eyes were filled with white hate. Master called George a dirty, lazy nigger. Then kicked dead George right in the face. All the slave them, we were hurt and angry. We were tired, totally fed up. Master must pay for the wickedness, we all whispered. Or Master must pay for spilling old George's blood. So Master went to sleep that night very peacefully in his soft, comfortable bed. We burned the blood clot plantation down, and we chopped off Master's family's heads. Now Master will never find salvation, nor an ounce of Buddy Police. We murdered that dirty bastard, made sure his soul will never keep. We escaped up north to Ohio by the way of these North Star lights, riding the Underground Railroad. We escaped to a better life. We avenged old George's murder. Now brother George is finally free. While Master's soul burns in a hell, our brother George will rest in peace. Amen.
Amen, bro. Amen. Man.
I've always loved this piece.
Yeah, it's a powerful piece. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I heard this when I was a kid, and I didn't get it. But when I heard it as an adult, I loved it and appreciated it. But to hear it again at this stage of my life, it still gives me the chills that I heard when I heard some of the best poetry in my life. And brethren, you did exactly what you were supposed to do with this. You gave this piece life.
Yeah, man.
Old George couldn't be more prouder. This was
awesome.
I
messed it up though, but I got back through it. But yeah, man, it's basically a poetry. I wrote it like last month. And it's basically about what happened to our ancestors in America and the Caribbean. And so basically, you know, slaves were, rising up against master and family. And slave work, chopping off heads and shit. And, you know what I'm saying, killing the whole family. They were doing that because they were fed up. See, day in and day out, day in and day out, they're going through this. But you push your mind so far, this poem is about, basically about retribution, seeing.
Yes.
And anger. Because I could have written this poem in a nice, honest way. I had to write it in the anger because I was trying to channel our ancestors' anger. So this poem, it was angry, it was ugly, it was mean, but it was truth.
Yeah.
And that's what I got to say about it.
You said it in the passion that it deserved and gave it the energy it required. I'm sorry, man. I know you're going to say something. I apologize.
Nah, I'm just doing my for real impression. I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. I'm just trying to say something.
My bad. Yeah.
But I understand your passion, J. Rob, because this kind of piece right here, so full of truth, and it just stirs something in you. You know, when you hear the stories and the way that you spit it, bro. I was just like, man,
I
was feeling angry in my spirit. I was feeling angry, and then I got to remember, I'm like, no, I can't be angry. I got to help heal. But this was an amazing piece, bro. And I remember the story, man, and thank you for bringing, you know, the story and your heritage along with it, what happened during those times. Because, bro, you know, we need to be reminded so that we can help and want to continue to inspire change. So I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, man. True that. Bless up me, brothers.
Bless up me, brother.
Appreciate you.
Right,
bless
man.
Up.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to send you over to the dance floor, man, so you can do a couple of moves, man. Show them Caribbean moves, man. They got some rum for your mind. Got some rum.
Yeah, man. Cool that. Make up later.
One love, Mike. Absolutely.
One love, with my brother.
Man, our good brother Ed Burks, man. Wow. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own one-half host of Do What You Like. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Mr. Metaphoria. What's good with you, bro?
As I was sitting here, I'm just listening and throwing it out. You said, do what you like. Oh, shit, that's me. Wait a minute. Get my shit together. What's going down?
What's happening, bro?
Oh,
what's happening,
man,
young man?
I need some snow boots and a snowmobile because this shit is still coming down here.
Really?
Pros are not stopping to wait. Yeah, it's weighed sometime tomorrow some shit. But come Saturday, it's going to start to get above freezing, so it might get to melting a little bit. But I'm tall, so I'm like, fuck it. You know, if I really need to go somewhere, I'm tall enough to get through the snow. You probably lose a midget out there.
Dave is so tall, it's going to look like he's floating when he's walking on that snow.
Right.
Yeah, I might get some flack for saying midget, but fuck it, they don't call me extra vertical, so they're midget. They ain't calling nobody no damn little person. Because I see some fat midgets, too, so you can't really call them a little person if they're a fat midget. So how you fellas doing? I've been hearing people coming through killing it and shit.
Man, listen,
I heard from Real the Poet towards the beginning. He was using some words. I don't know what they mean. It must have been in Swahili or something, in Bologna or something in Swahili. I ain't for sure. But you know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He was definitely.
He was talking about Saweetie. I heard her saying before. I think that's what you kept saying, Saweetie. And I seen y'all in the group chat was calling people Ashy. So, you know. That's what. Happy Black History Month. Happy Black History Month. Here we are.
Yeah, Happy Black History Month.
Yeah, what's the date? The 3rd? See, I told y'all I'm celebrating the odd days because I'm only half black. So, see, I'm still in a on track of what I was planning on doing.
You definitely on track, bro.
Yeah, you on track.
You definitely on track, bro.
I don't mess with Dave, man. Because I know he got something funny up his sleeve, and I'm going to be a victim. So,
nah, man, I've come through.
I was going to say, he got to usher you to the mic, bro. It's his time to usher you to the mic.
It's my turn.
It's your
okay,
turn.
Okay, so Van, move out the way there, man, so I can talk to Metaphoria. Come on, man.
I'm moving, bro. I'm
just
moving,
saying.
Man.
Come on. Hey, Miss Metaphoria.
What it is?
First and foremost, thank you for blessing us tonight. We don't know how many good get downs we got, but we got a good get down going on tonight. And tonight, Van and I want to know, is your piece locked and loaded?
Yeah, I got some.
Bet to that. Then Van, come on, man, move out the way. Van and I are gonna move out the way and let you go on ahead, spit that piece, get on down.
All right. I want to apologize for the children born riddled with the disease before they learned how to breathe because mama thought it was cool to smoke a pipe all night because she was living her life. For the single mother trying her best because daddy bitched up and left, leaving Brenda to raise his seed alone in a broken home, and his only response and reason was a typical line, "That baby ain't mine," leaving another child sitting hours on hard rocks and praying at night to hear a knock-knock. For the brother slinging crack rock, the brothers on corners, the brother slinging gunshots and the brothers on corners, bodies being carried off by corners because we act as if we own corners. For the 3-year-old girls that learned to twerk before they learned to read. For the 16-year-old girl who believes she's born to breathe. And for the 30-year-old woman in a toxic relationship and can't bring herself to leave, I apologize. I apologize for using poetry and prose to get pussy and then call the girls hoes as I move from friend to friend, disrespecting their melanin, promise to never call them bitch again, and then boasting that I never called a bitch again. For the babies taken away by blind bullets because the shooter behind the trigger didn't have the courage to pull it while he looked eye to eye with his enemy. For the teenage lives taken by suicide because their truth was labeled lies and they knew nothing more that they could do but bring their lives to an end. Who can you turn to when your own parents don't have a listening ear to lend? For every brother that's lost his life behind a color, for the tears shed by every mother, for the lost souls raising themselves without guidance through this thing called life. Fuck, this can't be life. But within my people lives every single piece of this evil. And we can't seem to break the chains because we've been taught that these are all a part of life when you keep it real. Drugs, broken love, abandonment, triggers, strippers, prostitutes, babies, sold for figures, prison walls, graveyards, corners, and hoods. I apologize for everything we've accepted as good. I apologize for the lies, the cries, and the strive I had for being a motherfucking nigger. I should have been proud enough just growing to be strong and black. So I apologize for nigger shit, nigger this and nigger that, whether it's nigger light skin or nigger black. Now picture that. In peace.
Yo. Yo. Oh my God. Dave.
Yo.
This was dope. This was some serious ink. You told a story within this piece that made us want to empathize. And I really appreciated it, man. It made me take a hard look at our community and what we do for ourselves. And you expressed it very, very vividly and very vocally. Thank you, good brother.
I appreciate that.
Say, Rob.
You dropped some gems in this. And in dropping some gems in this joint, I really need you to post it because I've noticed one or two I may have missed. But I enjoyed this because I'm a fan of your wordplay. And I don't know if people pick it up. I know Van did because he and I talked about it before. But you have a tendency in your wordplay, depending on what it is, you'll put a rhyme – you'll put a phrase in a phrase within another phrase, making it all one good piece, like a big stanza. And it just continues to go on that way. That's an old school style, and I – I'm a fan of that. And I like how you do it because your voice matches that. And, you know, me, pitch and tone is everything. And I really dig it.
No, thank you. Thank you. Just trying to keep up with y'all, man. Trying to keep up with y'all.
Van wrote my shit. I'm trying to keep up with y'all.
Man, he wrote mine. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
But,
well, I see the nigga shit has not stopped because nigga show be lying. But it's okay. It's all right.
Man, it's all right. We love you, too.
Martin didn't march in them church shoes all the way through Alabama for y'all to be sitting here lying to these people's ears. I'm saying.
Him marching ain't had nothing to do with the poetry that we listen to, brother.
Yeah, but I'm saying, them people was built different back then, because I promise I couldn't have marched that far. The knees is bad, and then with them dress shoes on, too, I'd been like, Martin, shit, I quit.
Your knees are bad.
I just wake up in the morning and go kick a white man in the ass and say black power shit. That's going to be my contribution, Martin. I can't walk that far.
You know what? Martin would have just said, leave him alone, John. Leave him alone.
Martin, I would hit a white woman from behind and snatch her hair real hard and say that's my contribution. Yes. They fucked us for years, Martin. Now we're going to start fucking them. That's what I'd have did. But that's just my personal contribution I would have made. These views are not supported by Epiphany Radio or host here at the Get Down. This is strictly Mr. Metaphoria. Don't hold anybody else accountable. There y'all go.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Appreciate you.
Before we send you over to the dance floor, man, can you tell everybody what you got going on this coming Monday?
I will be at Do What You Like. Sleep like a motherfucker last time. I woke up late. I got cussed out for it, and they fined me 50 cents. So, yes. This week, coming up this Monday, on Do What You Like, we will be in the building. We're going to talk about, you know, it's Black History Month, so we're going to have some fun with black moments in history. We invite the white people, you know. Y'all come too. Don't say that word when you get there, but you can come too.
But you can come.
Yeah, right, you know.
Absolutely, you can come.
Yeah, some of you white people have had enough black in you that you can go ahead and come in a damn way, but it's okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, now, hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Mr. Metaphoria. One love, one mic, bro.
That's when you hear the voice saying muted.
Hello. Good talking to you. Thank you,
right,
Cleveland.
Next up on the mic, we have Kelly Connor. Welcome, Kelly. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you? How are you, J-Rob?
I'm doing good.
Hello, Miss Kelly.
Hello, hello. What a powerful show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I have really been enjoying everything.
I appreciate
Thank
you. Thank you for being here. Absolutely.
Yes. Happy to be here. So.
I'm not going to hold it. I'm going to let Van talk to you because I got in the way the last time. So, Van...
You gonna let me talk? I get to talk.
I was in your way. I was in your way. My
okay,
bad.
Thank you.
I'm going over there. I'm going over there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Kelly, your peace lock loaded for the evening?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we're gonna get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. The title of my piece is "Black Is Beauty." As a kid, I was always made to feel ashamed of my black history because I grew up in a predominantly white community, taught to feel ashamed of the melanin in me. Nobody else was black like me. Sure, in February, we did a few worksheets about black history, while on the weekends, my classmates were wearing white hooded sheets. Yes, I had access to a library. But the few books around were tucked up in a corner like a dirty secret, abandoned and unread. It was always said or pointed out my blackness, a reminder that I didn't belong, but I always knew that I was better than that. If there's something wrong with me, why do you want to touch my skin, feel my hair, kiss me in the dark, That didn't seem fair. Where I grew up, there was hardly any black families there. And I knew as soon as I was able, I'd be out of there. It was time to submit college submissions. I was more than ready to make a transition. Founded in 1867, I chose Howard University, the Mecca, name derived from the host of talent during Jim Crow days. The campus was rich and filled with people who looked like me. Fine arts and sciences, the school would be, steeped with all kinds of black history, a place where I wasn't ashamed to be me. I felt free to display my black beauty. Halls filled with pictures of those who came before me. Thurgood Marshall, Zora Neale Hurston, a host of entertainment celebrities. Producing doctors, artists, lawyers, dentists, businessmen and women who looked just like me made me feel like I could do anything. At Howard, I felt the first taste of my beautiful ancestry. I filled my head with every piece of knowledge that I could hold within me, and I've never looked back because being black is everything, and I wouldn't change a thing about my identity because being black is exceptional, and black is beauty. In peace.
Wee. J-Rob, go ahead, bro.
No, Van first.
Do you want me to go first? Okay, all right.
Yeah,
yes,
I cut you off by mistake.
Your black is beautiful. Your black is beauty. And you better walk around and display it proud. Forget what the heck they say. And Howard University, huh? Okay, okay, we see you. We see you. That's what we're talking about. Dynamic Inc., Dynamic Inc., Dynamic Truth. I'm just glad you came here to get down and share it with us, and we appreciate you for it.
Thank you.
J-Rob, the wise son.
Howard University. H-U?
Right.
I give you your props. Give you your props for so many reasons. One, because you are HBCU. You're not LU, but you're still an HBCU. So for that, I got mad love for you, and I'm always going to put you on a separate plateau than everybody else because you are an HBCU poet. Secondly, this piece was out of sight, and I really dig it. And I like what you did when you brought it. Sound like you was doing a homecoming piece. And I was like, hold on. We got some months before homecoming, but she took us there. She gave us what we needed. She gave us some food to rock with. And I say all that because I would love to do a collaboration with you on a homecoming piece.
Oh, definitely.
I have something to send
you.
I have something to send you, and we'll work it out. But You know. Well, those of us that went to HBCUs, we tend to bother each other, like, my school's better than yours and all that stuff. But in this case,
right,
this is going to be poetry at its best, and I absolutely adored your piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Appreciate you. Now I'm going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can show some of those HBCU moves out there. Can you handle that? Can you hand it
out? Oh, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on our way to the Get Down Dance Floor, Kelly Connor, One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
Man. Next up, we've got area code 216. Welcome to the Get Down. Please let them know who we have on the mic tonight.
You have Classy Poet.
Classy Poet?
Oh,
classy
Poet?
Goodness.
Stop lying.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. stop lying.
Dude, J-Rap, classy poet is here. Do you believe this?
Bro, I was wearing one of her bracelets earlier. Yes, I believe.
So
you on tour, huh? Van. She's like a Tricor Quest. I'm on a world tour with Muhammad, my man.
Yeah.
I missed y'all.
We missed you. Welcome back.
It's good to be missed. Thank you.
Now, classy.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New
too.
Year and Black History Month to you too. Go ahead, Van.
Now,
I'm cutting you off.
It's your turn, bro. Your turn to usher her to the mic.
It is? I thought I did the other sister. My bad. Classy.
I guess we're all excited for Classy, but I want you to go ahead.
We did, so okay, fine. I'll go. Hey, Classy.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm not even asking Van to move out the way. We're just going to stand behind you and watch your magic. Listen. It's been a music. It's been a minute. It's like listening to Billie Jean for the first time on MTV. So I'm amped. But is your piece locked and loaded, beloved?
Absolutely.
Well, then me and Van are going to absolutely stand behind you. And you got your heels on? We're going to stand behind you. And listen to you. Go ahead and get on down.
This is Fresh Ink, and the title of this piece is called Black by Popular Demand. Black history. No, it's not just in the month of February for me, where you gave us only 28 days of so-called celebration. But blacks make history days. It's in our DNA, our ancestry. We're important to America 365 days of the year, so let's be clear. We are the tapestry that made the quilt of black history. You hung us, segregated us, raped us, shot us, beat us, named us nigger as you drew blood. We could have screamed, enough is enough, but being black is being built for us. We just get stronger and stronger, more intelligent, educated, gifted. You can try to take all the credit, but we have been involved from the beginning, had our hands in everything, every skill, every trade, we've made better, and I make no apologies. We are doctors, brain surgeons, judges, inventors, engineers, architects, entrepreneurs, businessmen and businesswomen, drivers, writers, and poets. We have even been the president of the United States of this America. And a whole lot of people hated it, but we made it. If the truth be told, we made a lot of shit without getting the credit. We are even athletic. We dominate many sports, basketball, football, tennis, golf, you name it. We have done it. We rise from the ashes of slavery to become the masters and overachieve. With hard work and diligence, we work from the bottom up, and when we got to the top, we pulled up another. We are sisters and brothers. We are fathers and mothers that birth the sons and daughters of today's go-getters. We are driven. We are even in NASCAR. We have come so far, yet we still have so far to go. But no, we are black by popular demand and here to stay. Understand? And that's that piece.
Man, J-Rob.
I love your poetry, and this is absolutely one of the reasons why I love listening to you, and I miss hearing you. Thank you. The whole time you was doing your piece, all I was listening to was the instrumental to Stormy Weather by Lena Horne. Absolutely
wow.
Outstanding. And I took the liberty of posting that song with your name attached to it for that reason, because I'm listening to her Stormy Weather.
You go ahead, girl. Outstanding. Van Meadows, what say you?
This was some phenomenal ink. Clatsy, you surely have been missed. And I'm so glad to hear you on the mic tonight, coming, delivering this soulful piece. And you were so confident in your delivery. And I love that. Like, you was just getting it, just giving it. And I was like, okay then. See, that's because J-Rod said we were going to stand behind you in your heels. I know what that was. But Classy, seriously, though, this was some phenomenal ink. Phenomenal.
Yeah, what he said.
No, thank you. Thank you. Now,
hey, don't be a stranger.
And you know your girl got a book out.
So shit,
what was the last
in the event page. Stop playing.
She better put it
finally,
in the event page.
I released my book. Yes, I will. And you know,
oh, yeah?
How
can the event support you and get other people to support you if you don't put it in the event page? Stop playing.
Right. Come on, get that stuff out there, girl.
She don't want us to buy the book, Van. It's going to stay
That's
in her
what
house.
It is.
She don't want us to buy the book.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yep, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't see it on the event page. That's what Van said. Mm-hmm.
I don't see
okay.
it. Okay,
rest assured it will be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
All right, then.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming through, gracing us with her amazing presence, Classy Poet. One love, one mic, Classy. Now,
one
get on out there
mic.
And down dance floor, girl.
You know what? I've been working on these legs, too. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
told
right.
you she had the heels on.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Man. Whew, man. What a show. What a show. What a show. And guess what, y'all? This is only the first show for Black History Month. I want to get down. Wait till next week.
Oh my God, man. Man. Y'all better, if y'all like this, wait till next week.
Wait till next week.
Whew.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else? Like a Mojave or somebody?
Not no one that has pressed one. She was the last poet that pressed one. If Mojave is here, he needs to press one or, you know. Otherwise, we don't know if he's trying to get in on this.
Okay, because I know he got to get in on this, because this is his vibe.
I don't know. Is he here? Where is he? Is he here? Did he say he was here?
I'm just saying. Sometimes he is, and he coming at the last minute like a superhero coming to save the day like Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day.
Well, if he doesn't press one, then I don't know that he wants to spit because it's a lot of calls.
Nonetheless.
Anyway.
Nonetheless, this has been fantastic.
Oh, man,
you predicted
amazing.
That this show is going to be nice. And it has lived up to that expectation and then some.
Indeed.
You're a bad boy.
Nah, man, you're a
bad
boy.
Boy.
That's all you, bro. I'm just here for the ride. I'm just here for the ride, you know. But my brother, my last words, we're going to start with you tonight.
First and foremost, I want to thank everybody who took time out of their lives to listen to what we bring to the table poetically. Those of you who've been dedicated and coming through week after week or even every other week or at least once or twice a month or every other month, we appreciate everything. Van Meadows, I salute you. And brother, you know I love you. This type of show couldn't have been done without you. And when we put our heads together to come up with something as this dope, conceptually, it works. We brought For Real to Tears, and we saluted the greats. And this is only the beginning. looking forward to next week, man. And let's come on back next Thursday night and do it all over again and have some fun with some poetry. And you stay fantastic, bro. You stay absolutely fantastic and phenomenal because, bro, you're a special kind of cat. And I couldn't do this without you. And I love you, man. Salute, King.
Salute you, my brother. First and foremost, J-Rob, the wise son. Outstanding work with your poetry, your hosting, and being the Batman to my Robin of this show, man. The pilot to my co-pilot. Bro, when I tell you that we come up with some great stuff for our callers, man, our poets, our listeners, and they don't disappoint, man. They come in, you know, week after week. And this show, man, this show was completely phenomenal. And it couldn't be done without you, bro. So I'm glad that you're here with me. Thank you. And I love you, bro. To the Epiphany family, the callers, the poets, the listeners, the hosts, you guys are amazing. I don't know how many times I can say it, but I will keep saying it until I don't have any breath in my body. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We would just be sitting here holding up airtime. But you decided to come in, write some ink, and share it with us. And for that, we love you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night. Express your vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Standing Man Phillips. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factor with yours truly, Poetic. Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Monday night is Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be, I believe, War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night will be The Love Zone, Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday, y'all, for another Black History Month edition of The Get Down. And I hope and pray that you will be able to come through and join us. Because I'm going to tell you this. We had so much fun with y'all tonight. Your poetry, your energy, your vibes. You guys are truly, truly amazing. So with that being said, our hearts and our minds are clear. One love, one mic, and always remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.